This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a much bigger move than most experts had predicted. But the pace of hiring has slowed. President Donald Trump is hoping that an improving economy will help him win a second term in the White House. And his campaign is claiming today's numbers show he is turning the pandemic-damaged economy around. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks, following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5%. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues its steep slide. This after yesterday's huge decline, the biggest since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 800 points, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Today, the Dow has so far lost another 300 points. It is gripping television in Lebanon as rescue workers in Beirut dig their way through the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people. There were reports overnight that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal in the wreckage of the building. Rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally thought to be unlikely they will find anyone alive. President Trump has something new to angrily deny, a report in the Atlantic magazine that he made disparaging remarks about American service members who have been captured or killed in action, and that he described those buried at a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The Atlantic claims it learned from U.S. military officers Mr. Trump made the remark when he canceled a trip to the cemetery because of bad weather in 2018. In a Twitter message, the president calls the allegation made-up fake news aimed at influencing the 2020 election. Other words he used for the Atlantic piece, disgusting and disgraceful. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA.